This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today is Ash Wednesday. Today is Ash Wednesday. Lent begins tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of ash heads.
Yeah, ash heads.
Yeah, with a little dot on their forehead.
Oh, yeah. I heard that wrong. All right, so there's breaking news this morning. I had no idea that this kid was missing, but a boy that's been missing for 14 years has been found in Douglas County.
This is the weirdest story. I need details.
We don't have too many details because it's breaking news right now on Fox 31. Shpadil, you're looking into it. I know Carson's looking it up.
Yeah, I'm seeing that the kid was kidnapped in 2017 by what they call his non-custodial mother.
Yeah.
And that they just found him recently. I'm reading more into that.
He was found in Highlands Ranch.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's crazy. Why weren't we looking for him?
I've not heard of this.
Yeah, I didn't even... When was he taken?
2017.
And maybe they where? Just...
Douglas County?
He was taken there?
Or...
How come we weren't looking
maybe,
for him?
Maybe it was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We might have assumed that it was just gone. Well, if he's out of Atlanta, we wouldn't really know that much about it to begin with, right? So, to be found here in Colorado, that's the big story, I guess.
And it looks like two people have been charged with kidnapping.
Wow, that is nuts. Here I am over here trying to look up.
What are you looking up?
Well, it's the top five things that successful people do. And you know what one of them is?
What?
Surround yourself with the best people you can find. So I'm out. It says people that are highly successful surround themselves with the best people they can find and the right influences. yes. Yeah.
Sounds like a slam.
No. You know, don't you love those lists, though? This is from Tony Robbins, and it's just this list of the top five things that the most successful people do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Tony, calm down. Like, just a little bit calm down. So it says, they prime their minds for success every morning when they wake up. So you wake up and you go, I'm going to be successful.
Yeah, it's not the way I wake up.
You know what? It's funny. Okay, it's funny that we are talking about this because this morning I woke up and I was like, I am in a horrible pattern of fighting mornings. I've been fighting mornings my whole life, right? I've been doing this for 800 years.
And you still fight it?
I fight it every morning. I hate it.
No kidding.
And I've been doing this for 100 years and I cannot stand it. I cannot stand the alarm going off. And I literally fight it so much that it goes off. Sometimes I'll even set it for 2 more minutes. Alexa, set my alarm for 2 more minutes. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
Boy. Two. What does two get you? What, 120 seconds?
Yeah. That's not me at all. That when I wake up, I'm up.
I'm not.
I'm done. It's time to get out of bed. I don't reset the clock. I don't do any of that.
I just bit my tongue. Anyway, this morning I was like, all right, I got to get a new plan because this is like torturing myself every damn day. I'm like, Alexa, what time is it? She'll tell me. I'll be like, Alexa, 4 more minutes. Set the alarm for 4 more minutes.
It's just torture. Yeah.
It is. It's pure torture. And so I'm like, I got to get a new plane because this is just such a rut that I've been doing for 100 years. And so I got to find a new way to
I don't know if you can.
I know.
I think you're just set in that you're, some people are morning people. And some people aren't.
I'm a night person.
And you're a night person. I am. Yeah. And for you to adjust your, you know, your circadian rhythm or whatever it is, I don't think it's possible.
I know, I got to find a, because then once I'm up, I'm fine. I'm happy and everything's great. And I love, you know, driving to work and everything because I turn up the radio and everything's, you know, I'm happy. I'm awake. But I don't know that. Oh, my God. I just, I just go like, I literally say to Alexa, I have told her out loud, I hate you. Let's just say, I don't understand.
And you have guns. You're lucky you haven't shot her.
I know.
Can you imagine getting up and being so angry you shoot Alexa?
Yeah. So tomorrow morning, I'm gonna try to get up with Tony Robbins, and I'm going to prime my mind for success morning.
I do have to do that, too. I do need to change mine because when I wake up every morning, I think the same thing. I need to get more positive when I come out of bed.
Okay.
Because every morning I get up, first thing I think is, I got to pee. And that, I do. And I need to come out of bed.
Yeah, that's not on the list.
I need to get more, you know, ambitious.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. St. Patrick's Day, a week from this Saturday, the 15th. We'll be downtown. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be so much fun. Belco, a big sponsor for us, Ranky Brothers. They're building the float for us. We have beads. You make signs. You know how it works.
Yeah, so make sure you make a sign that says, BJ and Jamie bead me. And when we see the sign, we will shower you with beads.
You want some good news?
I love good news.
Those astronauts in space are coming home next week.
Wait, oh.
They're going to get them.
Oh, I hope.
Going to get them.
I hope it goes okay.
Living up here in this very unique place with gives you an amazing perspective.
We came up prepared to stay long, even though we planned to stay short. It's been fascinating. It's been amazing. We feel so fortunate to train on 4 different spacecraft.
We've been really pretty lucky if you look at it and step back from, you know, in our careers and see what interesting things that we've got to do. That's it's pretty spectacular.
I think those two like each other.
I'm thinking something else, which is, what was it, the Apollo movie or Intergalactica or whatever? Which movie was it where they couldn't get the guys down because they had to fit the square peg into a round hole? Do you remember that part of the movie?
Was that Apollo?
And then they had to dump all the parts on there, and they told all the engineers, figure out how to get this square into
this. It's Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of what we have going on there, because the suits that they're wearing don't fit Elon's ship. So that's why it's taken so long, is because his ship has a different kind of connector than the NASA or whatever, you know, whatever they're on. So they've had to try to figure out how to... And so I hope it goes okay.
I do too. Yeah. I did see yesterday they were talking about when they come back here and what they have to go through. You know, when they went up there, they were only going for 8 days. And they've been up there for 9 months now. And so they didn't train for 9 months. They trained for an 8-day voyage, right? So they're up there now. And they're saying when they land back here, they will have to be put on stretchers, taken to a hospital and to a rehab facility, and will take them months to learn how to walk.
Don't they lose bone mass up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
And they're saying that they, you know, obviously with whatever, you know, they ingested, you know, to prepare for this trip, that they were nowhere near prepared for 9 months.
They should have had some Tang.
Yeah. They say that Tang is really good stuff.
It has some calcium
up
in
there,
it.
Yeah.
We are just feel fortunate and thankful, though, that we have seats. And we'll be coming home, riding the plasma, splashing down in the ocean. So that's what we're looking forward to.
I have 2 Labrador Retrievers.
Will you listen?
Oh, sorry.
These people stranded in space, you're over there rambling about Tang.
I realize they, like, stopped making Tang when I was a little kid. right? Didn't it have some like chemicals that kill you or something?
This guy's talking about coming home. Home. He's been in space for 9 months with this woman. Right. And he doesn't even know.
Right now, Gunnar and Rotor, who have been having boy time with my husband, and I think they'll be very happy for mom to come home.
Yeah, she has to say hi to her husband.
Tang is still sold.
That other...
Wait, what?
Never mind. Never mind. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. You're going where? To do what? What are you talking about? You're watching these videos.
What?
Where are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm going to Loom.
Who?
Loom. The Looms.
What is the Loom?
It sounds like loons, but it's loom. It's a robot that puts on your eyelashes.
Don't do that. I feel like it's going to poke your eye
out. Me too. I'm super scared. So you go in this machine, right? It looks like an MRI machine, right? And you lay down. It's L-U-U-M. You lay down in this like MRI machine, and then these robotic arms go eep, boop, beep, beep, boop, and they put on your eyelashes.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because I'm going to go see my son anyway. So
where'd you see this?
On the interweb.
Oh.
www.nutjob.com.
So wait a minute. Yeah. So you're going to be out in California to begin with.
Right.
Because you're seeing your son.
Right.
And then they have this procedure out there that you've been looking into.
They only have two locations, San Jose and San Francisco.
Can't you just walk into some strip mall shop here where they have, you know, nails and lashes and just get it done there?
Well, I know, but wouldn't it be cool to be like the first person in Colorado be like, what happened? And I can't see you anymore because my eyes were poked out. I went to that Loom place in San Francisco.
That's going
to
be a great story.
You should see it, though, BJ. This machine is wackadoodle.
Now, have you read some of the reviews of some of the people that actually went?
Well, it's so new that it doesn't have a lot of reviews. It's like so new.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
It doesn't have a lot of reviews, but you're going to go out there and do this?
It looks cool.
I don't think I would, Jamie.
All right, so look, you lay down, and then these robotic arms come over your eyes, right? Yeah, yeah. And they hold your eyelid down like a...
Jamie.
And then this one, I was like, whoa, blinkety blink. And then this one... And then blinkety blink.
I feel like this is something you don't want to test run. Okay? This has got to deal with your eyes.
We're on the radio. You can get up out of the floor. She's laying down in the floor with a microphone in her face.
I'm showing how I'm in this. Yeah.
No, stop. I don't know if this is a good idea.
I think it's
you might want to.
I have blonde eyelashes.
You might want to. Okay, here's what you might want to do. When you get out there to Cali and you're out there to see your son and you decide to run over there to Loom to get your eyelashes, maybe what you do is park out front. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And wait for a couple of patients to come out of there, you know, and then size them up and go up and look at them, look at their face and ask them a few questions about it. Maybe do a little bit of homework is all I'm saying.
You know me. I'm spontaneous Jame. Dun, 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 with my cape on. I'm going to try it out for the people. And
really?
So then I'll come back and bring the technology here. Yeah. And then,
so you buy a machine, maybe open up a shop where you actually do it for people?
Well, or I
like a franchise?
I talk to special aesthetics, inc.com, and go, hey, you guys need this machine. And I'll go blinkety blink.
Oh, yeah.
Blinkety blink.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, we got to get that.
Yeah, they're in that biz.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much.
You may never see us again. I mean, literally see us.
I'll be okay with that.
You'll be blind.
You know, have you ever thought about what would happen if you were blind?
No.
You haven't?
No,
like sometimes
really.
You don't wake up and you can't see anything. You're
would
be really, like somebody could take all your money out of your, how do you figure out your bank account? How do you figure out what you owe? And like, you know how you had your bill? How do you figure out like what that bill is?
Well, some of us quit drinking. Sounds like you wake up that way sometimes.
No, but you haven't.
Like after a night of Trulies.
No, I told you like when I used those Glad bags, remember that stuff like that made my eyes swell shut?
Yeah.
But haven't you ever like thought about like, oh my God, what if I ever go, no, just me?
No, I've never really.
Okay.
I will say this. When I went in to get the LASIK surgery, I did think of it then. That's the only time. I went in and got the LASIK. And for the first several hours afterwards, you're blind. You really are.
That's crazy.
And my biggest fear was that your sight never comes back.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what did I do? Oh, my God, did I make a mistake? But then when it clears up, boom, it looks great.
But at least we're lucky enough to know what stuff looks like when people describe it or whatever. I always wonder, like, when you're born blind, like, what do you think thing? Because you don't even know what that word means to look at something. I'm really getting deep here. I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I'm on an acid trip, I think.
You take a nap, and I'll punch this button.
Okay, fine.
Okay? There we go. All right. Now we've got it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
BJ and Jamie.
Way to go.
Well, I have to fix something because I stumbled all over name and I love these people and so I feel really bad so I want to fix it. So it's facialaestheticsinc.com. That's where I go. It's again, it's facialaestheticsinc.com. I mean, look at me. I mean,
you
have you ever
great.
Seen I right?
You really do.
No,
you
I'm not great. Even kidding. My girlfriends, they're like, well, two of them went after I came back because they're like, dude, your face looks so good. I'm like, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, it looks really
so
good.
So that's where I go. So again, I stumbled all over it and just slaughtered that word. So it's facialaestheticsinc.com. And so go online, you can see everything they offer, and you can look like this. Okay.
That's the first time I've ever seen Spadil come in here and yell at you.
He yelled at me?
Yeah, about the name.
Oh, I didn't hear him yell at me.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like he came in kind of like a little mouse.
Oh, well, maybe that too.
I just wanted you to know that.
Felt like a yell to me.
Wait, that's a yell for him? I just wanted to tell you said the name wrong. Like, oh, crap, sorry. And so that wasn't really...
Man, with that skin that you have now...
I know.
When you get those big eyelashes that are like 4 feet long, man, that's going to look good.
Well, yeah, I know. Because I'm going to be what they call a total package.
You and Lumi. All right.
Yep.
Do you remember a punk band? I don't remember, okay? Faster Pussycat.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember them?
Yeah.
All right.
From from NAMM.
I think they're from the 80s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you any. I just remember that name. And I remember, like, probably seeing a shirt at one of the, Salvation Army stores.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking, that's a funny name, Faster Pussycat.
I think I've seen the name before, but I couldn't tell you what they sing or what. I have no idea. But the lead singer is in a little bit of hot water right now. You see, they've been playing cruise ships.
Oh, God.
They're an 80s punk band, but they get booked for these cruise ships, much like the Backstreet Boys and all those guys. Well, they have their own themed little party they go out on with these ships. Well, the first night out was Sunday. They left the port in Miami on Sunday. His fiance falls overboard from the balcony of their room.
Oh.
They can't find her. She's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, this is, hey, way to bring up an uplifting story.
Yeah. No. I'm getting to what I think because denying it had anything to do with it. Yeah, he pushed her. There's no doubt.
You cannot say that.
Why not?
Like, literally, you cannot say that.
I can say my opinion is.
No, you can't.
My opinion is.
No, I don't think you can say that either.
The lead singer of the band Faster Pussycat, Tammy Down, is facing an unbelievable loss. His fiance, Kimberly Birch, is presumed dead after falling off an 80s-themed cruise.
He pushed her.
Which departed Miami March 2nd. Kimberly's mother, Carnell Birch, confirms the tragic event to TMZ and says her daughter had been looking forward to the cruise, adding that Tammy had called her on March 3rd to deliver the news. TMZ reports Kimberly's body remains missing. Before the cruise, the couple had enjoyed celebrating Valentine's Day together, using the occasion to express their love for one another. One day before her reported fall, she shared a selfie featuring her and Tammy to Instagram, writing, "We made it to the 80s cruise." Kimberly was 56 years old.
Well, they're leaving something out of the story.
Right, that's a beautiful story. They had Valentine's Day. We made it to a loving little selfie together. We made it to the cruise.
According to the mom, which they don't say there, this woman called her mother and said she had just had a very heated argument with her boyfriend. This was about 30 minutes before she fell.
Really? Why didn't they say that? You're just making crap up now.
I am not making the crap up.
What's your source?
It was
in the story. Right, Carson?
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it.
There was a heated exchange between the two.
Yes. We know our faster pussycats. This guy just looks guilty to me.
Wow.
Is that crazy, though?
Yeah. Well, maybe she just had it.
Well, and there is a theory, though, that she jumped herself.
That's what
I'm saying. She was done with it, and she's like, I'll show you, and I'll jump.
Yeah.
That's a bad move.
Well, I think sometimes you think you can make it.
Yeah, they rarely find these people when they fall off of a cruise ship. You know, I mean, how far have you gone before you realize that, you know, Linda's missing?
Yeah.
Where the hell is she? Linda? No, her name was something else.
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Aww. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't think of the name, so.
That's awful.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, there is more to this story.
She said,
it just doesn't make sense for her to fall.
I just looked it up. She said her daughter was not suffering from depression or emotional issues at the time and was excited for the trip. Huh. Oh, man.
It would be hard to prove that, though, you know?
I guess Adam Ant was on there, too.
What? Adam Ant?
And Men at Work. And even Tiffany.
They were on the boat?
That's what it says.
I didn't see the guest lineup.
I bet Tiffany did it.
Yeah, Adam Ant wouldn't do something like that. He's a nice guy. Yeah. That's crazy.
What about the Men at Work? You know,
I've never trust them. Never. Never.
All right, this isn't even funny. This poor lady
Who
died.
Who can it be now?
Oh my God.
Remember that? All right, but I think
Remember
you're going to get
sexy Adam Ant was with all that makeup on.
Yeah, he's pretty hot. Wasn't
yeah, that yeah, was before was. Like it was a whole trans thing going on in the world. But you're like, damn, you're hot with that makeup on.
It was cool then, right? But I think you're going to get more to this story simply because something doesn't add up. It doesn't add up for her to have that argument 30 minutes before, and then 30 minutes later she's out there in the ocean bobbing. Nah, not good.
You know, the thing is though, I think when you have cocktails and stuff and you're in fight with somebody, you're like, screw it, this seems like a good idea, and I'll hold on and act like I'm going to jump, but I'm not going to jump and wait for him to save me, and then they hit a wave. That's not funny. I'm being serious.
It just sounds like something you'd do. That's the reason I'm laughing. That sounds like a Jamie White move,
well,
doesn't
it?
A couple of trulies.
Yeah.
She's hanging over the edge. Help! Save me, Larry! Save me!
And then boom, boom.
And then you hit a bump, and there goes Jamie. Yeah. She's gone.
I'm a son of a bitch.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.